From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants put the pressure on Croatia. Croatian leaders are putting the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. The European Parliament, meanwhile, is backing a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Emily Yob reports.
Early Thursday, a soldier, Colonel Mamadou Bamba, announced on state television that this is indeed a coup.
Le président de la transition est démis de ses fonctions.
Bamba says the interim president is dismissed from his function. He says the transitional government and the National Transition Council are dissolved and that the consultation will take place to form a new government in charge of organizing inclusive elections. Emily Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
At least three people were reported killed as young protesters attempted to gather near the presidential palace in Ouagadougou. The U.S. Embassy says roadblocks have been put up across the city. Chilean officials say the death toll rose to at least 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that triggered a widespread tsunami warning. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago, and was felt across South America. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in Baghdad that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50 others. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in the Iraqi capital. Civilians and police were among the victims in the blasts. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran following Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce majority opposition in both chambers. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell led the charge.
We cannot allow Iran to be empowered as a nuclear threshold state armed with billions in sanctions relief without at least providing some protection to Israel first, without at least demanding the release of Americans who've languished in Iranian custody for years.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. Democrats banded together to block the measure, just as they repeatedly did with a resolution disapproving the entire nuclear accord. In South Sudan, officials there say at least 60 people are dead after an overturned oil tanker exploded, incinerating those who are trying to siphon out the fuel. The death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of the many victims' burns. U.S. central bank officials decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they've been for several years. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy.
The committee anticipates that inflation will remain quite low in the coming months. As these temporary effects fade, and importantly, as the labor market improves further, we expect inflation to move gradually back toward our 2% objective.
Janet Yellen speaking to journalists in Washington Thursday at the end of 2 days of debate among top Fed officials about where to set rates. Across the globe, the heat is unrelenting, setting new temperature highs by the month that are unparalleled in 136 years of record-keeping. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, last month was the hottest August on record, almost a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees Celsius. Scientists say the high temperatures are all the result of a combination of things: human-caused climate change related to greenhouse gas emissions, along with a powerful natural El Niño weather system. A system which is occurring over the Pacific Ocean that adds heat to the atmosphere. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.